Today, more than a million students are heading back to class in New York City. Joining them, 53,000 four-year-olds starting free, full-day pre-K classes. During his campaign, now Mayor Bill de Blasio said free PK would be the number one priority of his first year in office, an effort to close the achievement gap between wealthy and poor students. Sarah Darville is the bureau chief for Chalkbeat New York. That's an online education news service. And Sarah, your reporters have been out in the field today. How are things going?
Well, we have been waiting to see. I mean, one of our reporters was out with the mayor today and his wife and a whole host of elected officials. And there was a lot of crying, as you might imagine. It seems like that's going to be the theme of the day.
I presume from the kids.
from the mayor's wife as well, I think a little bit. But, you know, in terms of the programs opening on time, I mean, the vast majority of them have opened. And, you know, we're kind of going to be waiting around and seeing how it goes for the rest of the day.
Well, we know there was only 5 months to get the program off the ground. And we're reading anecdotal reports of, you know, parents who are on waiting lists, couldn't find schools that were near them, schools that the city announced wouldn't be open on time because they didn't meet regulations, but they promised that they'd move the kids elsewhere. So, you know, this is an ambitious project and there were some problems.
Yeah, it's a hugely ambitious project. Two challenges there that you just mentioned. One was, you know, getting all the sites actually physically ready, you know, the safety inspections, the personnel, background checks and things like that. And there were, I guess, 9 sites that ended up having their permits revoked and 36 or so that are going to have delayed openings. But there are 1,700 sites operating pre-K starting today. So that's a pretty small function. But yeah, the other big challenge for the city is figuring out, you know, the balance between where the kids are and where the seats are. Not every neighborhood had as big of a need. Not every neighborhood had as much space. And so that's still a big challenge that the city, I think, is going to be working out for the next few years.
Well, they'll be sifting through that. But meanwhile, how did this happen? Originally, the mayor proposed taxing the wealthier citizens of New York, applying a 0.5% increase to residents who make more than $500,000. But that wasn't supported by Governor Cuomo. So where did the $300 million for this program come from?
You know, during the campaign, de Blasio really insisted that that was the only way to do this. But the state ended up allocating other funding, $300 million in total, which, you know, enabled the city to do exactly what it wanted to do.
Well, you say it came from the state, so it was surplus from the state. We understand some of it might have been casino money. But nonetheless, money from the state. And that's upset other people in other cities, asking why should state funds be given to New York for this universal pre-K, wonderful thing for children and for working parents, shifting 4-year-olds from daycare, for instance. They say, well, you know, New York City has several boroughs, but Manhattan is one of the wealthiest places in the state, when Buffalo, for instance, has a poverty rate over 30% and ranks as the country's third poorest city. So, you know, people around the state were not happy with this.
Yeah, I mean, I think pre-K we're going to see expand across the state more as well. I mean, New York City, I think, was uniquely prepared to put this plan into action because the mayor had been campaigning on it and kind of launched this incredibly quickly. We'll see that probably across the state over the next few years. New York City was just like ready to pull the trigger.
Well, what about the debate over whether or not it will achieve what the mayor hopes it will achieve? Again, he said that this will close the achievement gap between the rich and the poor. But there are some studies. There was a National Head Start Impact Study. Many people point to that showed that the effect of Head Start started to wane after third, fourth grade. It closed the gap initially, but then didn't. More was needed to actually close the gap as kids went through. So does the mayor have full backing even for his premise?
Yeah, that's probably the most interesting question about this expansion, because the way that the mayor and the city officials talk about it, you know, this is their main idea for improving education in the city and helping to reduce the achievement gap. It definitely remains to be seen, and whether it's something that will have short-term impacts on older students, it's hard to tell. Certainly one thing they've talked about is that this is also for parents. It's helpful for their 4-year-olds to be in a full-day program rather than a half-day program and a free one at that. Yeah. You know, kindergarten teachers and elementary school teachers definitely say that they see a difference when the kids come in having had pre-K. You know, whether that has affects 12 years down the line or 8 years down the line or 4 years down the line. Like, the New York City experiment is going to be fascinating in that regard.
Well, there are competing studies because the Head Start study had its finding, but people say that it had a lot to do with Head Start, that it needs to be better funded. There's another, it's the Perry Preschool Program, that found preschool education vastly improved not only academic outcomes but social ones, led to less jail time,
right,
for instance, down the road.
Yeah, and the social-emotional piece of it as well. I mean, that's been something that officials have been emphasizing since this started. This isn't just about, like, getting kids to read a year early. In fact, there are a lot of people cautioning to make sure that the pre-K teachers aren't trying to make this a second kindergarten. But it's also about giving the kids a place to play and, like, learn how to deal with other human beings.
Yeah. And Sarah, one last question. So this is now universal pre-K in New York and all the boroughs and everything that means. Did people opt out?
Well, this is the first year of, like, the sort of the two-year rollout, so they're anticipating this jumping to 73,000 seats next year. So there are definitely people who the full-day program wasn't available to them, and there are probably a lot of people for whom the full-day program that was available, you know, wasn't in the right spot. Or some of these programs are at religious schools, some of these programs are at, you know, community centers. Like, there's a huge diversity of these programs, and parents definitely might not have been comfortable or with every single one of them. And there are plenty of parents who send their kids to private pre-K options that weren't included by this, or a whole variety of things, or parents who say, you know, this isn't what they want. But right. The full day free option is definitely available to more this year than there ever was before.
Well, and as you say, 53,000 this year, but that might jump, they are guessing, to 73 next year. Maybe people waiting to see how it works. Sarah Darville, Bureau Chief for Chalkbeat New York, the online educational news organization. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you so much.